Who's going to sit down?
I don't know,
Len's
got to sit down, or we've got to stand.
I'm going to stand. Are you happier standing?
Yes, for
that's all right.
Belinda, if we can start with you, more or less. I heard the other day that you're half thinking that you might like to be a nurse.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
speak up.
What sort of nurse do you think about?
Nursery nurse, looking after young children, nursery, stuff like that.
I can imagine you doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going for work experience. I'm going to Saxted Nursery up there, hopefully, to see what it's like looking after children, you know, up in nursery and everything. So hopefully I can get the job there for like 2 weeks.
I didn't know there was one at Saxted.
Yes, it's called Rainbow, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
And is that children who are living there, or just going for the day?
Just going for the day until the parents go to work, I think.
Mm. Oh, good.
Thing or something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what qualifications must you have for that?
I don't really know at the moment. I've got to look up and see what it is, and I shall ask there and see, well, you know, what I've got here to do and study and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. So probably GCSE?
Yes. We'll do GCSE coursework and see how we get on during the 2 weeks and build experience for us when we leave school and go to work.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You get a feeling for it then.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best jobs for a girl that there are, don't you?
Well, I think so. I think as long as they can go and work with children and then they've got a time when they can leave off and come, but if they have the children the whole time, well then they've got children all their life, haven't they?
Yes.
This is the only thing, if you go sort of privately.
Yes.
You could start off with children and you're finishing up with children.
Well, that would that would you not think that's a good thing? I mean, for instance, if you do the very high grade Norland nanny training, they go on till they're grey and
like
me. Well, you know, don't they? Well, would you feel you'd not want to do it all that time then, Belinda?
I don't really know, actually.
Can't yet.
Mm.
That's true.
I don't know, I've not thought that far yet.
That's a good experience for her, for a time, you know.
Indeed.
But I shouldn't want to do it all her life.
You wouldn't? No. It's a very well paid job.
Oh yes, I know, what about that? But I mean, she's got a thing about, she'll want children her own, and then she left you.
Yes.
Can you, Lizzie?
Oh, yes, but then don't you think that it's a marvellous training?
That's what I say, it's a training, nice
yes.
training for them, and say after about 3 or 4 years, if they want to get married, I've got children now, and I've got some experience.
Absolutely, it's invaluable, yes. That can't be the kind of thing you're thinking of, then. What are you on, what do you have in mind?
I'd like going to a farm business.
Would you?
Cereal crops, stuff like that.
Good. Well, you're in the right place for that.
Yes.
Would you go to an agricultural college?
Yeah, I'm hoping to go to Otley
when I get older.
Sort of work on a farm for 2 days and go to the college. That's
like
that.
It's a good place, Otley.
Yeah.
Splendid. And then would you like to work in this area or would you like to go elsewhere?
I don't know, I haven't really thought about it, it all depends what farm I'm going for, a place with cows and bullocks and stuff like that.
Mm. Mm. And you wouldn't have worked on a farm at all yet, will you?
No, yeah. But I go with my uncle sometimes and he's got bullocks, so that's the idea I got from seeing.
That's good.
They're ponies, aren't they?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
These two of them sort of
litter
and
that
and back
in
the mail. Things like that.
You think you'd
quite like to be with animals, would you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't want to
do
sort of land, some land work.
You want men all around agriculture working on
your
boat?
Yeah.
Is that it? Well, that's great.
We've been gardening this morning.
I was looking at the garden as I came here. I thought I might have, even if I didn't know the number.
Yeah.
I'd have known that was your garden.
Yeah.
because of what's in it.
Well, it's not very good this year.
Not very good at all. I'm very disappointed.
In fact, we're disappointed with it because usually we have vegetables out of our own garden all year round, but I didn't do very well this year, did I?
No.
Why's that?
Worst garden I had for years. So, Royal Summertime.
Really?
Last summertime. Oh, I mean, yes. Last year I was cutting cauliflowers right here, £5 and £7. When this year I should have £1, £2.
Is that because of a dry winter?
Yeah, dry autumn too, you see.
Yes. Yes.
They didn't really get a hold, did they?
I didn't get a hold and get a start.
Really?
Uh-huh. See, I wouldn't like other people keep using the water because I'm very careful on using the water.
Yes.
But if I'd have given some water, I'd have done a lot better. But I, like everybody else, we kept hoping that'd go right.
That's right. Yeah. And it never did at the right time.
No. I mean, we have turnip tops this time of year, don't we? We ain't got any in this year.
We didn't bother to put them in, did you?
No, because they're dry. I wouldn't have put them in.
No.
You'll miss them.
Oh, well, you've missed them.
That's like the sprouts. They didn't do as well this year either, did they?
No, and the spinach, did it?
No.
Nor the calicale.
No.
Mm.
So, you took the sprouts up yesterday, didn't you?
They
weren't
that good, so
I'd
there.
No, no. I mean, a normal week I'd go on the garden and get 3 vegetables every day off our garden, coming, normal time.
Normal.
Every time. That's every day of the year.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's wonderful, because there's nothing like them, is there?
Oh, there isn't. No, no.
Well, we'll probably pick some of the spinach today, and then he's got to dig it up later on.
Yes. Do you like gardening too, Ben?
Oh, he loves it.
Oh, isn't that great? Because very often, you know, a father can be very keen on gardening, and getting the children to help him is the last thing.
Well, he's done it ever since he was a little boy to start walking,
wasn't
he? We got some photographs of him where he started digging. He wasn't very old.
No.
When I started digging, I was smaller than 4 foot.
Really? And they didn't buy you one of those guys?
Because Mrs. isn't in any of my family, have you?
No, I haven't.
It's my older sister. Golden wind last August.
Oh,
that's my older sister.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
That, yes.
That little boy sort of sucking the same stuff as I am.
Is he? And do they live near? Barbara.
What's the name of Barbara?
Barbara, is that in Lincolnshire?
No. Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Just outside of Halston, between Halston and Bunbury.
Oh, is it? Mm. Yes. Oh, well, yeah. That's nice. That's lovely.
And that's her husband, though.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And this was their golden wedding?
Yes. Last August.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
And that's the farmhouse, in fact.
Yes.
Is that the farmhouse?
That's the farmhouse, yes. I've been there over 40 years, I think.
Really? That's lovely.
Yeah. His father had a farm at Wingfield, and they sold that and moved to that one.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's Ben's brothers on there.
That's all me.
The wedding we went to, was it 2 years ago now?
Yeah. Not quite 2 years ago.
That's all my brothers.
Oh, look at that. He's the image.
Mm. That's my, next to me, that is.
That's right.
And then the girls on there.
That's my sister.
Oh,
younger
yes.
Sister.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's Lynn's mother. She's now 94.
She's still alive, is she?
Yeah.
94.
Splendid.
Yeah, she only last 2 years she's gone a bit blind. Otherwise she could do anything, couldn't she?
Really?
Yeah. Well, Sunday,
we went over Sunday and see her.
She looks very smart, doesn't she?
That's Lynn's brother, the one you're noting on that photograph.
Oh, yes.
There's another one. Grace.
That's
is
Lynn.
Behind there, that's right. That's another sister behind there.
Yes.
So that's just 1, 2, 3 sisters.
Mm.
And 3 brothers?
Yeah, and I've got a sister in America.
Four brothers.
Yes.
So you were 8 altogether?
Yes,
but your oldest brother's dead though, isn't he?
Oh yeah, oldest brother's dead, yes.
Is he?
Yes, he got.
And that's where Belinda's off today with her. She's now got a little baby boy.
Oh,
there.
That's
two
nice.
8 weeks old.
8 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, they're just beginning to be. I always feel by the time they're 8 weeks, they're just beginning to be here, really.
Yeah.
They're a bit frightening until they're 8 weeks old, aren't they?
Yeah.
But of course, this will be lovely for you.
Mm-hmm.
You might even be allowed to bath her or him.
Him. Michael.
Mightn't you?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. Hopefully. Whereabouts is this?
She lives.
That's a lovely picture of you, Belinda, isn't it? Lovely. I always say that these two children are lovely to meet because, oh, that's nice too. Because they always answer. Whenever we meet in the village shop, we always have a chat, don't we? That's lovely. Mm, beautiful pictures. Is that a kiss or a whisper?
That's a kiss.
First one was so quick, they had to get him to do it again.
Because he's looking a little bit this way, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, they're lovely, aren't they?
So,
they're very nice.
They're jolly expensive, aren't they?
Cool.
You know, well, they're lovely lot of pictures. You've got to know really which ones to have, but you've got to just order what you can...
If you have 20 or 30, yes, only the sign money is a little bit different.
That's right. You don't want all that many, do you, really? That's true. Do you do any photography at school?
You can do only in one year.
Can you?
Yeah, fourth year and upwards, in art and design, at lunchtime, you know.
Yes, it's one of those things you do in sort of spare time at school.
Yeah.
That's good, because then you'll be able to do your own. Is that
so? I've got the idea, sort of bullock farm.
My word.
That's sort of a marshes.
Really? Oh yes, all that, look at that level land and the horizon.
Yeah, that's down on the marshes, near the Wyvie.
Oh yes.
You know when they had all that hoo-ha about digging for gravel?
Gravel pit down there.
That's just behind them.
Oh, is it?
And when they had all those trees cut down. That farmer did all those trees. You actually rode along in that, did you?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're old seaside carts. He sort of rigged up. He changed them so that you get, so they have one horse in them.
Yeah, you have two horses.
Two ponies in them.
Oh, I see, yes.
Three ponies. Mm-hmm.
Really? That's lovely.
And one of those ponies he rescued, didn't he? Yes, Blackie.
Really? What happened?
She got ill-treated in there. And he didn't... avoiding baby problems, so it's all sort of skin and bone. So he went and bought this pony and he sort of fed it up and got it going again.
Really?
Yeah, they're still a bit jumpy and nervous.
Well, of course, that's the thing, if they're badly treated.
That's a rum little pony, look.
That's a
miniature. Yes. That's a
miniature
one.
Oh, really?
That's the one where in the kitchen and bit my mother's backside one day. She thought that was a dog.
Really? Well, it's a tubby little thing, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't quite so big as that.
No.
That's when it's younger. Get away, Nelly.
That wasn't Nelly at all, that was Jimmy. How funny. Mm-hmm. This is the farmhouse we were talking about,
yes.
Is it?
Yes.
No, that's where my mother and sister live, that one.
Oh, I see.
The other one is my sister's arbor. That's at Wizardale.
Oh, I see.
Hmm. That's where they spend, Belinda spend all her holidays down there.
Oh, you love it, do you, Belinda?
Yes.
What do you do?
Just look after the pony,
Granny.
Look after Granny.
And her dress.
Do you?
Upstairs, yes. I'll go a couple of mornings sometimes when I go over there.
Do you? Ah, that's good. That's good. Oh, Belinda, if you're the sort of person who can help someone to dress, you're going to be a good nurse, I think. I feel she would make a nurse. Yes, I was a nurse.
Was
it? Mm. Wonderful life. Yeah. Really is marvellous. I loved it.
What did you do? I mean, were you
general
nurse?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, it's a great life, I think, anyway.
No, but my sister-in-law will do a... She can do a little job to get out of the house for a little while, and she usually gets Granny out. Does Granny have to come down on one of those chairs?
Oh, yes.
And... she can't see enough to be able to do it on her own.
To work it herself.
So she usually goes over there. Mm-hmm. And then when Suzanne was, she had a lot of trouble carrying the baby, she had to be in hospital quite a bit and be looked after. They left Linda in charge of her.
Wow.
How many
nights? Yeah.
Once
a really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How old are you now, Belinda? 14, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you're quite grown up now, really. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful to be able to do that, though. A lot of people wouldn't have the patience. That's a lovely one, Ben.
Could you see why you might get over there?
Oh,
you
yes. I certainly can.
Aren't they nice?
Yeah. I suppose they're farm cats. They're not made pets.
No, they are cats.
Are they?
They
were poisoned, and they killed them deliberately.
Oh.
They originated sort of things from farm cats in the garden. Because
this old lady here,
where is she in the
great great grandmother to these.
Really? Yeah. Is she?
Her mother was at a farm when we went up Ringer, so used to go to Dad dinner.
Yeah.
And Dad got in a Land Rover, ran down the field, it used to beat him down the field to go down to the bottom of the turkeys and then the same thing at the top.
When I come go back, she see me go to the Land Rover, she's up the top waiting for me.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. She didn't come on the road, why she went in the field, sorry.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And when they were macamay, and she had two...
Most on each foot, front feet, and two in her mouth.
Oh, no!
Yes, of course she's mad.
All at once, like
yes,
that?
Yes. It was so many, so whenever she put her foot, you know, I don't know if you take it. Partly what we feed him, because we don't move them from the time I was put in, we'd clean them out. When you lift them up, well, of course, you never see so many mice. She grabbed two in the mouth, right, one, two, like that going up, she grabbed two in each foot.
Gracious me.
Yeah, well, yes.
Well, of course, it's paradise for mice, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's well, lovely dry litter, you see.
Yes.
And you have turtles, you can't mess them about, you see, they have fly and smother, so we be careful what we're doing.
They're in big. Sort of sheds
all the time. 500 in a bay.
My word, that's a lot, isn't it? Do you still do some of that, Len?
No, I can't do nothing, tell you the truth.
No.
I can't put my shoes on.
I can't
put my socks on.
Really?
No, I can't get. That's the first time to stop.
Is that arthritis?
Joints in my back, what a wolf carried much weight when I was young.
Oh, I see, yes.
And I get hooked, that's like a bearing, a ball bearing, and I get a little bit on the edge.
That's right.
Can't much weight, and then I get hooked and I press and down, and that run right down this way.
That's right, yes.
Oh, sometimes I can't get down the street, can I?
No. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't go down the street so much now, do you?
No, really? It's so much fun.
But how much wiser you are than Mr. Grieve.
Yes, a silly man, I can't understand, because he used to get in a car, and I went in the car Sunday, I had the devil of a job to get up.
Was it? Mm. Yes. Yeah. Well, now, he did that with ease, you know. What a pity that was.
He was driving as well, wasn't he?
He was driving about coming up.
Yes.
No, he's still alive, but
he's not going to get better.
He's more or less damaged, though, really.
He's not going to get better.
And no, so gentleman, too.
Real English gentleman, wasn't he?
I used to love him coming to the pub, you know, I mean, he's nice to talk to.
Yes. But that's a real tragedy.
Yes.
But once you're older, unless it's a matter of life and death, you're better not to go into
He was very old when he started thinking that.
How old were you there then, you know?
About six, seven or eight, you can't be no more.
Really? And you're now
12.
Yes. Now that was here in this house,
wasn't
it?
Oh yes,
it?
Clever, yeah.
That was on
across there near the road.
Across there near the road.
The other side of the main path.
Oh, I see. That's a lovely picture, I like.
What were you doing there?
That's when he had a birthday at his football.
Ah, you're showing your football notes, are you? This is a good way to keep them, isn't it?
They don't smudge in, do they?
They what?
They don't smudge, do they?
No, that's right.
They dust don't get on them when you get from the clear stuff, don't you? Yes, that's right.
That's a lovely picture with those three. Ponies, aren't they?
Yes, that's Shetland.
I thought they were.
Yeah.
But I'm not clever enough to say for sure, so I keep my mouth shut. Mm. Yeah. That's a nice one, too. They're gorgeous pictures. Now, this is the farmer. Is that
that's my brother.
That's brother.
Ah, yes. Yes. Oh, they're great, aren't they?
That was Black. He missed you, Mr.
Ah, yes. Oh, oh, that one really looks as though it's cuddling.
Yeah.
Isn't that? And this one too. I think they're actually
cuddling.
They're cuddling each other, aren't they? And you come in the middle.
Yeah.
There's one
I took. It's his first taken picture.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, now, what else can you do at school as extras besides photography? Is that in the Shalom Centre?
Yeah.
I go there every Tuesday for PT. It's a nice room. I'm one of those old ladies who do PT in the afternoon.
He ain't been there. He didn't go to them last September.
Oh, I see. Ah,
yes. Don't know much what we can do.
That's right.
There's only various things we know, you know.
And of course, as you get older, you'll be able to do more, won't you?
Yeah.
That's good.
They do play some sports, but it's all the older ones doing it. But not many of the 7th years. Yeah, I am.
No.
Go out there because there's more older ones doing it.
And so when you have your sort of recreation afternoon, what game do you play? Or don't you?
You play rugby, don't you?
Yeah, we've done lacrosse, hockey,
rugby.
And we've just started rugby.
Have you? So you do those already?
We sort of take it in turns of doing each sport with different PE teachers.
I see. Uh-huh. And provided the weather's good, you like it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's not on there.
I had that basketball yet.
No, you're in the kitchen.
Basketball's good, but it's easier when you're taller.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You get nearer to the baskets.
Yeah.
That's right.
On Thursdays we go to the sports hall sometimes if it's wet, and we're allowed to do things to like the teachers, and I have tried a bit of basketball, but I ain't got into the net.
You've got to get the net, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to be pretty tall to jump up.
It's easier when you're tall, that's true. But you like the thought, the idea of it, do you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's not so rough as some things. It's not so rough as rugby, but perhaps you don't mind being a bit rough, do you?
No,
it's
okay.
They like it rough when they're young, don't
they? They do. Yeah. They do, yes.
See more. Don't see no fear like we do.
No, they don't. That's true.
That's our cat. I just
died. Oh.
That's Panda. That was my cat.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning he's pulling into the toilet, jump up on my chair.
Really?
Yeah, when I was having breakfast, he used to jump on the table.
Oh, my word!
There used to be one of them that got killed. He used to ride his bike up and down the path there. And he'd get on his bike, she'd run down the head bush down there and get there before him, and then as soon as he started to come back, she'd run back and beat him.
Really?
Yeah, that scores a time to die every time he went up and down there.
They're lovely, aren't they, when they're intelligent?
Yeah.
When I'm digging the garden, she used to go out rolling the trench right at dark, and as soon as I went in for a drink, she's in there before me.
I think cats can be lovely.
Oh, yeah.
When we had sprouts, he used to get his hind legs and pull them down and start playing with them.
Really?
And then
pull the sprouts off the
stalk. What it keeps doing when you peel the
sprouts? Oh, the peeling the sprouts, put a basket in, I was cleaning the sprout, chuck them in the bowl. I was like, that's funny, I didn't chuck that one in there, because I was looking out the window. I picked it out and turned it. Oh, look again, there's another one in it. Because you're getting out of the bath, put them in the bowl like I was. I can't believe me own eye.
No.
And as soon as I went to get sprouts off again, she'd be on there when she would.
Yeah.
She'd pull them off the stalks.
Really?
Yeah.
She was playing ball, in other words.
Yeah,
didn't you?
Potatoes to dig about what you don't want.
Yes.
You can chuck them for her. She used to go after them.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, it was sweet. Was she the one that was killed?
Yeah.
That's a shame, isn't it? But was it on this main road?
No, she was poisoned, that one was. Whiskey
was killed on the main road,
done that. Whiskey told her the other one, what we had.
Millie done as well.
Really?
Millie, yeah.
Really?
That was her daughter.
Oh, I see. And was it on the main road that the one
had one killed, the school teacher down there killed one up. When was that? About 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah,
no. And no one's killed on the main road as well.
It's heartbreaking. We would love to have them. We'd love to have a cat, but it's a tie if we're wanting to go around. But also, it's too risky on that
one. It is too risky.
Well, that's actually the school teacher's fault, because Panda jumped out of the hedge into the lodge in the cemetery because she looked to go mason out there.
Oh, what a shame.
When she come and knock on the door, she's upset more than we was because she done it, didn't she?
Yes, well, it is upsetting. It's upsetting to you to lose a cat, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's like our other one. She used to go hunting up there. She's across the main road into the fields.
Uh-huh.
But so far, Betty, she's all up. She sort of looks.
It's amazing. Some cats will get an instinct.
Yeah,
they shouldn't
go
there, won't they?
Yeah.
We had one that was very canny about the road. But we had one killed on the road too.
Well, we had one that used to do the sprouts, didn't we?
That's where down the sprouts.
That's tremendous. That's terribly funny. Mm. Really
is. She was a character, that one.
Was she?
Yeah. Well, they all were, really. They all had their different their different characteristics. Because, Pimple used to
run and jump up me anywhere.
Sea Lane coming along, used to run and jump up onto his shoulder and go around the garden on his shoulder.
Really?
Yes. Or coming up that passage door and jump right up on me like getting up my shoe.
When you're
peeling
potatoes, you start lying on your back when he's bending there.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be. Yeah. I like cats better than dogs because I think dogs want a fuss made of them. Cats don't.
No. They don't like a lot of fuss.
They're much more independent.
Yeah. She sort of lays on that half, right in front of the fire. 2 feet sort of on the guard thing, and you
hit
them
like that. Feeling the fire?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's see how we've been getting on. Do you get at school any sort of music lessons?
Yes. On Thursdays, I go to a music lesson, and we had this singing contest. We come second at the first year, so we sang Mole in a Hole.
Good.
At dinner times, you can go into the music room. You can play on any music instrument you like. There's keyboards, violins, guitars, drums. I try to play on a drum, so I'm not too good at that.
They make a terrible noise, don't they?
Yeah. In treble, there's a snare drum. You can turn it on to snare or ordinary, but when you have it on snare, if you play music in the background, it keeps rattling.
Is it is a snare the thing that can't, the sort of wire that goes across it?
Yeah.
And what does that do?
It makes makes the drum centre a lot of lighter sounds.
Oh, I see.
But when you play music and you keep on the snare, the wires keep rattling.
Oh, yes.
So you have to pull this little lever at the side, and that'll turn the snare bit off. So you can play on them. There's the choir.
Are you in the choir?
No, I don't know much about it yet. I've only just been told about it by a friend who I sit next to on the bus.
You've only been there, I think, a term, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, yes.
So, we don't know much about it yet, but on Thursdays we've got taught how to play on a keyboard, and been taught a little bit about reading music.
Good.
I can't read it too well, because we've only had about a couple of lessons on it.
Yes. It needs practice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, being in the choir gives you practice reading music, because you just have one line to follow.
Yeah.
And that's a good start, isn't it?
I have heard some choir, the choir sing a little bit, because we've got a corridor near the music hall, and they sing up pretty late so you can hear it, because there's a machine there. What you can get food from, so I go down there sometimes.
Yes.
Get some at the machine and listen to the music and that.
Nice, good. I think it's a good school, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty good, but the old ones seem they run it a bit.
Yes.
So some of them are right. I've got some friends up there. friends I used to know, I was at little school, but they left at May.
Oh.
They just went on to their fifth form.
Yes.
So, don't see them around much.
Hmm.
I know a boy, Ricky, who just lives up our road. I know him, so I can see him sometimes.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him that much because he goes and plays sports on
yes.
the field.
Yes, and then they're just not available to play at home at those times. No, that's right. You always find wherever you are that the people who've been there a long time get sort of a bit uppity. They think that they're the bosses of everything. But of course, one of these days you'll be at the top of the school, won't you?
A lot of them, because we're in the upper sort of thing. We're in upstairs in a formal. So when we walk downstairs to go to a lesson, they come barging up there and push you out of the way.
Yes.
And that's their trouble about it.
That's not very nice when you're a bit smaller than they are.
They try and sort of push you out of the way and tell you to get lost.
Yes, Well, when you're big, that's a thing to remember, and you won't push the little ones around, perhaps, will you?
When I was down at little school, I got tolerance jiggle with the little ones. Because I was used to it, because I've got a lot of little cousins and that.
Oh, of course, yes. So you know what it's like being small.
Yeah.
True. And what about all this gardening, Ben? I was very interested when you were talking about gardening this morning. You don't do any gardening, I suppose, at school?
No, I wish we could have a garden sort of thing, like where Mum used to go and have a garden, but we don't know.
Mm-hmm. But still, you don't need a garden at school. You've got the whole of that garden at home.
Yes.
Because your father can't do much now, can he?
No, he does help me a few things, but I do the digging for him because he can't bend down too much.
Yes.
I told him he'll get one of these rotavators with a plough underneath. But he said it's too much money because
Yes.
A few thousand pounds, eh?
I suppose so. And really and truly, you've got to have a very big piece of ground to need one of those, haven't you? I think you're a very good forker and spader, really.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to watch Dad. So when he put his seeds out, I used to get the spades and I used to keep digging them up, seeds up. So I got to know to use one of them then. Then when I got older, Dad got another piece of ground, what he's given up now. We used to go up there.
Where was that?
Up our road, the very first house, number one, he had a big bit of garden.
Oh, I see.
But after a few months, Dad gave it up because it was too wet and that, where weeds could grow easily.
Oh, yes.
You keep digging it up and weeds keep growing.
Yes.
We had potatoes in there for a time, but we had to keep hoeing the weeds.
No, and of course the weeds will have old time, won't they?
Yeah.
But your ground, I imagine you've kept it fairly free of weeds for quite a time now.
On some of our small plants, we don't use any sprays or that.
No.
We use a rake or a crone, and we draw across the seeds and that'll rake. Bring out the weeds.
Yes.
I've done that on my wheat this afternoon. But we have to use fertiliser on ours because we haven't got totally too much muck.
Yes.
Because we do half, we muck our ground pretty well, so it gives the plants a boost.
Yes.
So we don't have too much muck, so we have to put some fertiliser on the other bits.
I see. Because in fact, you can't put that compost on the, or that muck on the, when you say muck, do you mean the compost that you make with the vegetables?
Yeah.
Yes. You can't put that on until it's really broken down, can you?
No.
So it's, you use up probably quite quickly what you've got.
Yes, all our sort of cabbage stalks and bean stalks go onto the muck heap to turn into a sort of compost, but other people, they just sort of burn or take them away and buy bags of compost.
Yes.
But bought bags of compost aren't so good, because if you use all the stuff you grow and you put it back onto the ground, what's come off the ground?
Yes. Yes, it seems reasonable, doesn't it, to put it all back? It's all been natural stuff, hasn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Which bit of the gardening do you like best?
Well, the best bit, I like harvesting. I don't like, the digging is all right, but it hurt your back.
So. Yes. Well, once you've done a lot, you suddenly feel it, don't you? But the hoeing is nice and easy.
Yeah, more or less. We've got various sorts of hoes. We've got a Dutch hoe. That's pretty easy to use.
Nice.
And we've got another hoe. I don't like using it because it's got wood that keeps giving you splinters.
It's got, oh really? That's the handle, is it, that does that? We've got a hoe that, what is that hoe called that we've got, Noel? It's got these prongs that go like that.
What's that for?
I have got one of them.
Have you got one of them? Because they get the weeds out quite deeply, don't they?
Oh, yes.
I've got two of them.
Mm.
I bought one, I think it was a year or two back. Then my next door neighbour, that's before she died, she gave me one.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So I've got quite a lot of old tools, really old ones.
Yes.
Dad's got loads of old ones.
Has he?
I like them better than the modern ones.
Do you? Yes, there's something nice about the old tools, isn't there?
Yes.
We've got one hoe that's at least 200 years old.
Yes.
And I only found the metal part, and I had it sharpened by Hector Moore.
Yes.
And now it's as good as new. You can see it afterwards.
Yes, where my next door neighbour gave me some stuff. Then I went into her shed because she had some moist problems, so Dad went in there to have a look around, see if the poison wore off, and we found quite a lot of old gardening tools.
Oh, did you?
Because her husband was a farmer, we found a lot of old, really old plough shears and stuff like that.
Yes.
I found an old plough wheel. I've still got that at home. I like to keep kind of antique stuff like that.
Oh yes, it's interesting. Uh huh.
She had some chicken hoppers.
Chicken hoppers?
Yes. You put feed in them.
Oh yes.
They used to get them, but they have plastic ones and they have lights on.
Really?
Yeah, but they smell.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. When we were at the farm, after a few days we put the feed in and they smell.
Oh, that's not nice, is it?
No, because all the plastic sort of.
Yes, that's because they've got a light on them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, some light electric light fittings are made of plastic and they smell like bad fish after a time, don't they? It's horrid.
Yeah, when we went in there for a few times, used to get headaches.
Yes, nasty.
Yeah, but when the weather was cold, really cold, that it took away some of the smell.
Mm.
As it got muggier, it worsened.
Yes, in the end it gets some yuck.
Yeah, the really old sheds, they're better than the new ones now.
Yes.
Mm. They're cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Mm. Mm.
So that's stuff.
That's an advantage.
Yeah. Dad had a lot of old gardening tools up in the shed where he was at Winwistle, but when Dad retired, he was going to take them, but he forgot about them.
Oh.
And I left them up there.
Oh dear.
So I don't know, he did get some, but
a lot of them he wished he'd brought.
Yes.
And left the other ones.
Oh dear, he brought the wrong ones, he thought. Yeah. Well, that's hard lines, isn't it?
Yeah.
And where do you keep all this stuff? You haven't got a shed, have you, in the back?
We've got two. One was an old bomb shelter type thing.
Oh yes, Anderson shelter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a wooden shed, Blue Day and Gail, so my Nana, she bought us a shed.
Oh.
For a present.
Oh, that's nice.
So we put that up. We keep some tools in there. We put our cat in there because she liked going in there. And we have some we put seed in that bed there. But our other shed, we put all the tools in.
Yes, to keep them out of the weather. You've just got to have somewhere to put them, haven't you?
Yes. Because if you leave them lying about, they're rusty.
Yes, yeah, that's quite true. Well, you're quite an experienced gardener, it seems to me, Ben. You must have learned a lot from your father by now.
Yes, I get some back for gardener magazines, so I look at them.
Oh, yes, that's useful.
Dad tells me a lot about it because he started gardening when he was young.
Yes.
He got taught a lot off Granddad.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of originated in our family.
That's right, a family thing. You hand it down from generation to generation.
Yes.
Don't you? And the books, of course, are useful because there are lots of new ideas that come up.
Yes.
As you go along.
Mum gets them for me on Wednesdays sometimes. Then she goes to Fram and there's various ones. I had one from the library. It was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about carrots, but I didn't get to finish it because we only had 2 weeks. Little window box ones.
Mm-hmm.
What you grow in window boxes. Mm-hmm. They're little short ones and they're sweet.
Yes, carrots.
Yeah.
Yes, some of them are nearly round.
Yeah.
They're so small,
yeah.
Aren't they? They look funny to me.
When I first got them, because my granny got me some for a birthday present.
Uh-huh.
When we dug them up, I didn't think they looked like carrots until we had them.
That's right, they must be a bit fiddly to peel, mustn't they? To scrape, rather.
Yeah.
Instead of a nice long scrape, you've got to go round corners, haven't
you? Yeah, I'll scrape the vegetables sometimes, but when I do that, I keep cutting my fingers.
Ah, yes, yes.
But I don't have Dad to do.
What's the idea of those little carrots?
I don't know. It's only been last year that I've grown them.
Yes.
So I don't know much about them yet.
Did you like the taste of them?
Yes, they're nice and sweet.
Are they?
Other carrots, they don't grow that well, I don't think so anyway.
No. Well, there's so many things that get into carrots, aren't there? There's a wireworm or something?
Yes.
And carrot fly. Is carrot fly the thing that goes for carrots or not?
Yes, that'll turn really bad. Slugs, after carrots and potatoes. One year we got no end of slugs. Liver jackets, they're bad for
them. Oh, yes.
So when you sort of dig the ground up, you have to chuck them out of the way.
Yes.
Because they'll work their way back in.
I'm sure.
Start eating their plants.
Yes. Yes, that's why I say nature works against you instead of with you.
Yeah.
So I don't bother.
Did you put some lime on them?
Well, we have tried it once, but we put soot on them because
yes, soot is supposed to be good for something. Yes.
That'll stick to them and that will make them feel ill, so they die.
Yes.
And soot's good for the grain.
I see.
Dad used to put a lot on it, but we hadn't had the chimney sweep at ours for quite a long time.
No.
So we hadn't got any.
You have to get some more soot. You have to get him along and you can have some more soot.
Yeah.
I've forgotten what they used to use soot for, especially. My father used it, but I've forgotten what it was.
They used it for vegetables, round vegetables, to top out, insects creeping to them.
Does it?
It'll stop them from crawling across.
They don't like it.
Just under the surface, but it doesn't get very deep.
No, no. There are so many things you've got to be looking out for in those.
Yes, I read up quite a lot of things about keeping pests away, but Dad reads them and tells me about them, but I forget because I have to go back.
That's right.
After so often.
Yes. Let's see what we've got left. Ben would like to go to Otley to do a proper training course.
It's a very good idea.
Yes, yes. And so you're going to work at the things that will get you in there, aren't you?
Yes, we do quite a lot of stuff. I should say, really, in geography, sort of work in geography for that things. We've done little, but we haven't done that much yet. But my sister tells me as we go, we'll do a bit more about it.
Mm. You learn about soil formations and that sort of thing.
How old are you, Ben?
He's a wonderful gardener for 12, I can tell you. And what else would help you to get into Otley? I suppose you've got to be able to do maths for most things, haven't you?
Yes, when you go into Otley College, they'll teach you everything, so you need maths for spraying,
or unless really
need to...
Yes, for measuring and yes.
I'm not looking forward to doing spray because Dad told me about it, that he used to get headaches.
Really? Well, I think that you wear masks now, don't you, when you use it?
Yes. If you've got a cab on the track, you have to, but if you've got a cab, you don't have to so much.
I see.
But when I go to the farm, I don't want to do spray.
No? Well, it would be not very good for you, would it, really, because of your chest? Yes.
My dad won't put it on.